Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with part two of the chat with Paul Coster.
So rediscovering your passion is such an exciting thing, because I find that not only with music and musicians, but also with business, a lot of times you get bogged down in working in your business and in your music, and rather than standing back and appreciating it, working on your music and being excited about it. So I can see the sparkle in your eye again, and I like it. It's good.
Yeah, no, it's a great thing. I'm really excited about some of the tracks that we're about to record. I've just recently, another big thrill or honour, really, was I've been asked to be an ambassador for Mission Australia and actually penned a song. They asked me, would you like to pen a song for us? And we penned a song with Rob McCormack called Shine. And I only played it once for them at a Mission Australia event, and they absolutely loved it. So I'm really excited about that and opportunities that can bring to Paul Coster and the project. So, there's a bit going on. So,
About you is you've always been really, really big at giving back to the community and charities and always helping out. So it's great that Mission Australia have really recognised that and gone, nah, we want Mr. Coster full time.
Well, you know, I've got to do at least three official duties for them a year, which, you know, that's fine. But I think it's going to end up a lot more than that. You know, I think we've already got about half a dozen things lined up. So, but you know, I'm a true believer. If you give, you know, you get it back twice as much. So it's a win-win for everyone, I think.
I completely agree. Completely agree. Well, I'm so pleased that we've been able to have a chat, but just before we go to the video clip, now Survivor, one of my favourite songs that you've done, and I absolutely adore the video clip. It was just done so brilliantly. But can you tell me about the process of writing the song, the inspiration behind it, and a little more about it?
The idea for the song actually came from my brother Noel, who's a co-writer in the song. He was in a bookstore. There was a book there, he picked it up, and it was called 1932. So we didn't actually buy the book or read the book. he was just flicking through the pages. And he noticed that Sir Donald Bradman, Bodyline, it was the height of the Great Depression, the building of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, the unveiling of the dog on the tucker box. And he rang me up. And he said, look, I've got this idea. And then here's a guy that we've never written together before. You know, it's just like, I've got this idea for this song. And all these amazing things happened in this year. So I thought, fantastic, let's get together, let's start writing it. So we had the song probably three quarters written. And I took what I had to Ron McCormack, and he helped tweak it a little bit, with melodies and a few little lines here and there. And, Survivor 1932 came out of it. And, I think definitely my most requested song in the live at the shows and probably the most played song on radio and CMC that I've had so far. So it's been a great song, a career song at this stage.
Okay, here it is, Survivor 1932.
Paul says we take it all for granted, says we haven't got a clue. You don't know what life's about until you've had to tough it out, like we did in 1932. Struggled through the Great Depression, got told there's no work here for you. To be knocked back time and time again brings out the best and worst in men. And that was life in 1932. We walked the bridge in celebration, unveiled the dog at Gundagai. Gallop and Peter Pan took the cup to Neverland. A bond was formed. We did what we had to do. survive in 1932. We turn to our dawn for inspiration. Fall up, show the world what he could do. True heroes always seem to know just when we need them the most. Don't need it them in 1932. We walk the bridge in celebration. Unveil the dog at Gundagai. Gallop and Peter Pan took the cup to Neverland. A bond was formed from hardship. We did what we had to do. 1932. I know we have to look ahead. Those days are now long gone. But let's not take for granted or forget where we come from. We walk the bridge in celebration. Paul says we take it all for granted. So little time, so much to do. Hunger just goes hand in hand with chasing dreams and making plans. Survive in 1932.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Sadly, there's basically nothing in this world that we can instantly stop. For example, wouldn't it be great if we could instantly stop nagging?
What are you, like 16 years old? What is wrong with you?
How about lying?
There will be no carbon tax under the government I lead.
How about overseas call centres?
Please may I have a few moments of your time? I am calling up with a special offer.
Or instantly stopping whinging. Wouldn't you love to instantly stop James Blunt?
You're beautiful.
Fortunately, however, there is one annoying thing we can instantly stop, and that's snoring. Instantly Stop Snoring is a simple mouthguard designed to hold the lower jaw stable, keeping your tongue forward and keeping your airways clear. So while they work on a fix for James Blunt, at least enjoy the relief of no more snoring. Call this number now for Instantly Stop Snoring. 1-800-991-259. That's 1-800-991-259.